在早上我们谈到魔鬼的由来。
And this morning, I have discussed the origin of the devil.
谈到魔鬼的称呼，魔鬼的本质。
His name and his nature.
还有魔鬼他迷惑人的作为。
And also what he does to deceive.
我们知道魔鬼是由原本光明的天使因为骄傲不顺从神而被神给贬到地上来。
We discussed that the devil were formerly angels, and they rebelled against God and were cast down onto the earth.
我们下午我们继续来谈谈这个众善的仇敌魔鬼，他怎么样来引诱人离开神。
And we shall continue our discussion of the devil and how he tempts people to go away from God.
怎么样让人来放纵情欲？来得罪神。
And how he tempts people to indulge in their lust to sin against God.
诡计多端但魔鬼的诡计更是多端我们防不胜防，只有依靠我们的主耶稣，听他的话语。
And the devil is full of tricks, and the only way to guard ourselves is to obey the word of God.
借着守道、行道，还有保守圣洁，才能够有效地来抵挡魔鬼。
We can defeat the devil only by being holy and obedient to God's words.
孙子兵法说：“知己知彼，百战百胜。”对于诡计，能够有进一步的了解，也可以帮助我们有效成功地来防备魔鬼的各项诡计。
And when we learn about his different tricks, we can guard against them.
首先，我们来谈谈魔鬼，他诱惑世人离开神。
First, the devil tempts people to depart from God.
虽然魔鬼有时候会装扮成可怕的这个面目形象来吓唬人。
Sometimes he appears to frighten us.
或者是用其他的方式来骗人。
Or he deceives us.
来害人。
And he harms us.
那这都不是他引诱人的主要目的。
But these are not the main reasons the main plan that he has against us.
魔鬼引诱人的主要目的是要人背弃神，远离神。
The devil's main purpose is for us to forsake God.
他用哪些方法来引诱人呢
？So how does he tempt us away from God?
第一个方法。
First,
他借由病痛使人惧怕来敬拜他。
Through illnesses, he makes people afraid and would turn to him.
较原始的宗教都是起源于人的恐惧。
And many religions begin or originate from human fears.
害怕天灾，害怕疾病。害怕死亡。
People are afraid of natural disasters, illnesses, and death.
为了避难，为了免灾，所以人人寻求宗教。
And they look to religion to avoid these disasters and illnesses.
来求告神求告神灵来帮助。
They want to find a God to help them in life.
所以魔鬼利用这种人有拜神的这个本性。来苦害世人。
So the devil took advantage of this human nature to find God to harm them.
让世人走投无路，求告敬拜偶像。
And when a person has nowhere to turn to, the devil leads them to worshiping idols.
结果就是拜到魔鬼啊。
In other words, he leads people to worship himself.
魔鬼用什么事情来苦害人的心灵呢
？How does he harm us?
魔鬼利用疾病。
With illnesses.
很多这个东方人他们在疾病的时候除了这个去看医生之外就是去问偶像。
And many Asians would pray to idols when they're sick.
其实在文明的西方世界这种事情也屡见不鲜。
And it also occurs in Western society.
求问星象求问塔罗牌啊。
If not idols, people will look to the stars or tarot cards.
借由这种算命要来求神问卜。
People want to find God through fortune telling.
结果当然是越情况越来越糟糕。
But of course, they only find something worse.
魔鬼也借由天灾 来啊苦害人的心灵。
The devil also harms us through natural disasters.
旱灾、水灾，啊，人们啊啊惧怕，所以就祭这个啊祭这个鬼神啊。
People are afraid of droughts or floods, and they worship whatever god they can find to avoid them.
借着这个天灾啊来迷惑人。
So natural disasters, the devil deceives human beings.
记得啊，小弟在服兵役的时候，啊，有一年，真的整个夏天呢，啊，都没有下雨。
And when I was in the military, and one summer, it did not rain for the entire season.
啊，小弟服兵役的地方又是特别不会下雨的那个澎湖离岛。
And I was stationed in an island where it normally has little rain to begin with.
报纸登出。啊，县长带领啊，这个县府同仁一起要祭拜求雨。
And so, once I there was a news report that the mayor was leading all the government officials to worship idols.
报纸登出来。
It was in the headlines.
结果那天下午果然下了一场西北雨。
And it turns out that it rained that afternoon.
个魔鬼。借由这些事情来迷惑人。
And the devil continues his deception.
让啊无知的人来崇拜他。
So that those who don't know any better continues to worship him.
那魔鬼借着困难跟困苦来迷惑人。
And the devil also deceives us with the calamities and troubles. 啊，
人生不如意的事情十之八九。
Many things are against our will in life.
魔鬼就借着啊。人遇到不如意的时候，啊，想要寻求超自然的帮助，间接啊来祭拜这些鬼神啊。
And when people have troubles in life, they might pursue supernatural powers, and they would turn to the devil.
而求这些鬼神啊赐福，或者是帮助他们脱离苦楚。
They ask help from the devil, to help them from their life's troubles.
哎，也间接的拜了魔鬼啊。
And they in turn worship the devil.
受到啊鬼魔的摆布。
And they are under his control.
那再来，魔鬼诱惑人离弃神的第二个方法，就是煽动人来作恶背叛神。
Another way the devil tempts us away from God is to move our hearts to do evil.
人的第一件啊，第一宗这个啊杀人案啊，就是该隐杀了他的啊这个同胞兄弟亚伯。
The first murder in human history was when Cain murdered his brother Abel.
这就是魔鬼侵入人的心灵，啊，煽动人行恶的结果。
That was because the devil had already entered his heart and caused him to kill his brother.
始祖啊，亚当夏娃背弃神，更显明的啊，是受到魔鬼撒旦的迷惑煽动而背弃神。
And the devil had also tempted the first man and woman Adam and Eve to sin against God.
所以当啊魔鬼这个煽动夏娃去吃善恶这个分别善恶树上的果子的时候。
So when the devil tempted Eve to eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
对他说神岂是真说啊。
He said, did God really say this?
意思就是神没有说了。
Meaning, God did not say it.
你们不要相信神说的啦。
Do not believe what he says.
挑拨神爱世人的心。
And he came between the love of between God and man.
让神让人啊，世人忘记啊，啊神啊对世人的恩典。
He made them forget God's grace on human beings.
所以啊，我们的始祖就这样犯罪。
And so Adam and Eve sinned.
同样的啊，魔鬼也煽动人放纵啊这个。情欲。
The devil also move us to indulge in our lusts.
啊，尤其是啊那些不好的，比如说生气、嫉妒、骄傲等等。
And all our fleshly desires like anger and jealousy.
本来很多这些不好的这个欲望是可以加以控制的。
And it is possible to control these fleshly desires.
但是魔鬼啊却在暗中煽动人来放纵这些恶欲。
But the devil works in our heart, so to with these emotions.
像现今的世代高举着说只要我喜欢有什么不可以啊。
And today many people do according to their own desires.
使人来犯罪。
And they sin.
因一时的冲动打人杀人。
And they would act according to how they feel and even killing and fighting.
因一时的仇恨来谋杀人。
And for one moment of hatred, they would kill.
去当那些人处下大错之后，魔鬼因着达到目的离开，那个人就会良心发现而自责。
And sometimes after a person commits a crime, when the devil departs from him, his conscience will rebuke him.
但是后悔都已经来不及。
But it would be too late.
卖主的犹大就是一个最明显的例子。
Judas, who betrayed the Lord, is an example.
当他看到耶稣被定罪了
，When he saw Jesus on the cross,
魔鬼的目的达到了
，When the devil accomplished his goals,
犹大就后悔了
，Judas repented.
但是太晚
，But it happened too late.
再来魔鬼也会试探引诱人沉迷于坏习惯当中，不能够。来控制。
The devil also tempts us in our bad habits.
借由沉迷在最终之乐，比如说酗酒、赌博这个行淫。
He tempts us in the desires of the flesh, like alcohol, gambling, or sex.
还有这个吸毒等等。
Or drugs.
让人不能够受约束。不能够管理自己而堕落
，so that we cannot control our bodies and we fall into sin.
这也是魔鬼有意的试探
，that's a temptation of the devil.
再来，魔鬼也利用一些错误的学说来引诱人否定神的存在。
Another way the devil tempts us is through our knowledge and our learning to deny God's existence.
古代人因为无知的原始这些原始民族祭拜鬼神不懂得寻求真神。
There are human beings who worship a devil and other spirits because they did not know God.
但是如今文明的这些民族敬拜真神的民族也渐渐的在离弃神。
But today, when we call ourselves civilized, people still do not worship the true God.
这是因为魔鬼用这个利用错误的一些学说引诱人的结果。
Because the devil tempts us with false teachings.
比如说用科学的思想。
He uses science.
使徒时代的真教会后来受到希腊哲学思潮的影响。
Even the apostolic church was influenced by the Greek philosophies.
很快的变质了。
And the church changed.
丧失了真理。
And lost the truth.
但是人们仍然很用心在追求真理。
But human beings continue to pursue the truth.
直到科学发达之后的今天。
Until today.
科学是以怀疑为开始的。
When we in the scientific age, people begin doubting things.
大胆的假设，小心的求证，这是科学的精神。
And the scientists would make theories and try to prove them.
渐渐造成说，若不能够以科学的方法来做证明，就不值得相信的这种说法。
And so ends up today, people would not believe in anything until you can prove it by science.
结果也想要用科学的方式来证明神的存在。
And so they wants for scientific proof of God.
用利用研究物质的方法要来研究这个灵界。
They try to study the spiritual realm with science.
当然得不到结果。
Of course, they cannot find a satisfactory result.
得不到结果，就因而离弃神。
And since they can't find an answer through science, they forsake God.
服侍新的神叫科学。
And they serve a new God named science.
曾经有个我们的弟兄，他说到在美国，我们青年人所遭遇到的一个最大的一个潜在危机
A brother shared a danger he felt in the society.
不是所谓的看得到的问题。
It's not what you can see.
比如说凶杀、吸毒这个性混乱，都不是这些。
It is not murder or drugs or sex.
而是那种潜在的。
But it's what you cannot see.
比如说，美国是个多元的社会。
we have advanced media here.
没有那种绝对的。
And there's nothing is absolute.
什么事情都是相对的。
And everything is relative.
我说在这种什么事情都是相对的这种教育思潮的影响之下，要来肯定神的绝对，那就有困难了。
And it will be difficult if you believe everything is relative for you to believe in God and the absolute truth.
要来肯定得救是唯一的教啊，这个得救的教是唯一的，这也有困难。
It will be difficult to believe in one way of salvation in one church.
所以这个才是我们啊，在这种美国的啊这个社会里面，我们的年轻一代所遇到最大的一个冲击。
That's one of the greatest dangers for the young people here today.
再来啊，错误的哲学思想也是魔鬼用来迷惑人离开神的方式。
The devil tempts us with false philosophies.
科学发达否认了神的存在。
He uses science to deny God.
而哲学思想也走向人本主义。
And he also uses philosophy to teach us to believe in ourselves.
所以唯物论、存在主义、新心理学、啊社会学等等啊的发达啊，造成放纵情欲啊这种的一个负面。
Different school of thoughts lead people to pursue their own pleasures.
让世界越来越加复杂混乱。
So this world continues to be corrupted.
再来，魔鬼也利用啊人崇拜伟人的心理来引诱人。
The devil also tempts us in forms of heroes.
来崇拜人不拜神呐、啊。
So that we worship human beings and not God.
在出埃这个摩西带领百姓出埃及的时候
，When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt，
看是怎么样引诱百姓来制造金牛犊、啊。
And the devil tempted the people to build a golden calf.
摩西所说的那一位自由永有的神在百姓的心中，那是很抽象的。
The God who has everlasting was an abstract idea to the people.
更何况这些百姓已经在埃及生活了四百多年。
And these people had been dwelling in Egypt for 400 years.
深受埃及这些偶像文化的影响。
They already.Took on the Egyptian culture.
所以难怪他等不到摩西下山，他就强迫亚伦替他们做了金牛犊，来作为带领他们出埃及的神明来敬拜。
So they did not want to wait for Moses and made a golden calf for themselves to worship.
在啊犹大书的第九节啊
，Jude chapter 9 verse 9 tells us.
那边记载说，天使长米迦勒为了摩西的尸首跟魔鬼在争辩。
That the archangel Michael, fought with the devil for the body of Moses.
为什么魔鬼想要把啊摩西的尸首给显露出来
？Why would the devil want Moses' body？
为什么神要把摩西的尸首给隐藏起来
？And why did God want to hide Moses' body？
因为啊，世人有倾向崇拜人。的这种心崇拜伟人的心理
，because the people wanted someone to worship。
魔鬼想借由这些来引诱神的百姓去拜人而不拜真神。
And the devil could use people to lead us astray。
好，这个啊，在还没有信主的这些同胞的身上最明显。
And this is especially true for unbelievers。
他们所崇拜的、所敬拜的这些神祇当中，有多少是英雄人物？
And many religions worship gods who were formerly human beings.
无论是啊是好事坏事啊，都有人在拜。
Whether they were actually good or bad people in the world, people worship them.
在台湾还有人拜那个啊第一个好、哦、在近代以来第一个抢银行的、啊、这个英雄人物。
In Taiwan, people actually worship the first bank robber.
那甚至。小偷也有人在拜
People worship thieves even.
这个像台湾的这个民间人物、传说人物叫廖天丁啊，这个也是一个。
They worship these legendary people.
所以啊，魔鬼啊，利用人崇拜伟人的心理啊，来引诱人来离开神。
So the devil tempts us in forms of hero worship.
会有人说，那基督徒就不会拜偶像吗？
So, just because you're Christians, does that mean you do not worship idols?
初代教会啊，堕落丧失真理之后，魔鬼照样 也在基督教会里头啊，啊，叫基督徒跪拜人呐，而不是拜神啊。
The devil also performed the same trick in the church, and the believer were led to worship men and not God.
比如说拜圣母玛利亚。
The believer worshipped Mary, the mother of God.
啊，比如说拜啊历任的这些圣徒教皇。
Or the saints or the popes.
所以我们也要小心呐。
So we must be watchful.
我们也不可以啊啊过分崇拜某一个传道或者长职啊。
You cannot put any minister, pastor, elder on a high pedestal.
啊，结果听了道理回来都不是说圣经怎么说，都变成说某某长职怎么说。
Or otherwise, you will only remember what the certain pastor say and not what the Bible says.
好，以免他们在无形当中成为我们心目中的偶像。
Because if you place them at too high of a status, they become an idol in your heart.
再来，魔鬼啊，也利用人沉迷于世上的繁华来引诱人离开神。
The old devil also tempts us in the enjoyment and the glory in the world.
让人迷失在最终之乐，而不容易亲近神。
He makes us he lose ourselves in the pleasures of the world and forget about God.
这是我们啊，现今呢、啊、最多离开神的原因呢、啊。
That's one of the major reasons why people leave God today.
是人普遍接受教育之后啊，不会轻易的去敬拜鬼神了。
Today, in this society, when we're educated, we do not worship idols or other objects.
就如同啊，当今很多的知识分子，他不轻易啊有宗教的信仰。
And people today actually refuse any sort of religion.
所以魔鬼他也改变方式来引诱人。
So the devil has other ways to tempt them.
首先呢、啊，这个世界因为科学的发达，物质文明使世界更加繁华迷人。
It's because of our major advances, this world is even more attractive to people.
所以魔鬼啊，让世人啊沉迷在这个美好的。繁华世界里头来享受。
So the devil lets people enjoy all the things in the world.
为了要享受，不得不拼命的工作来赚钱呐、啊。
In order to enjoy more, people have to work more to earn more money.
又鼓励消费啊，用分期付款的方式啊，先买东西先享受。
He also encourages people to spend and even use up their credit.
让世上的人啊，就沉迷在物质享乐的追逐当中。
So the people's lives are consist of only the pursuit of pleasure and things.
没有心情啊，来寻求真神，来亲近神。
And they did not have the heart to find God.
再来，魔鬼啊，也利用错误的思想叫人否认神。
The devil also uses wrong teachings to deny God.
很多人啊啊，不愿意相信神的原因，是认为说有的神，有的信仰会受束缚。
Many people refuse to believe in God because they believe religion is a bondage.
他会失去自由。
That you won't be free when you believe in God.
所以他们为了要啊不受到束缚啊能够啊啊随心所欲啊，所以他们不愿意有任何的信仰来做啊做这个依靠。
And because they don't want to lose their so-called freedom, they don't want to rely on any religion.
但是带来的只是心灵的空虚痛苦。
But what they have left is an emptiness in their heart.
结果魔鬼啊啊就引诱他们应当要啊及时行乐。
And then the devil can tempt them to enjoy with what's left of their life.
所以我们可以看到那些啊不愿意受束缚的啊不愿意有宗教信仰的人，经常是啊沉迷在最终之乐的人。
Many people who deny any religion often enjoy themselves in sin.
结果反而被罪恶捆绑，成为魔鬼的俘虏。
And they end up under the bondage of sin, being slaves of the devil.
更加无法脱离魔鬼啊的这个辖制、啊、来亲近神。
They cannot free themselves from the devil's hands to come to God.
这是魔鬼引诱人离开神的方式、啊、
These are ways the devil tempts us away from God.
对世人是这样，对真教会的信徒更是如此。
He tempts the unbelievers and the believers alike.
魔鬼更积极地引诱 真信徒来离开神。
Especially more when you are a true Jesus Church member.
因为他知道唯有真信徒才能得救。
Because he knows only a true believer can be saved.
他很不甘心，所以他想尽办法要来试探。
So he tries his best to tempt a believer.
来引诱真信徒来离开神。
To tempt you away from God.
所以我们要知道他们常来引诱我们的方法。
So we must recognize the ways the devil uses against us.
才能够有效地来防止。
So we can guard ourselves.
首先呢，魔鬼利用情欲来引诱真信徒离开主。
The devil uses our fleshly desires to tempt us.
魔鬼叫世人放纵情欲来远离神。
The devil uses that the same desire to tempt unbelievers.
同样的，他也借着情欲来引诱真信徒。
He also tempts a believer the same way.
来堕落，来放纵情欲，离弃神。
To indulge in ourselves and depart from God.
他让信徒放纵情欲而败坏。
He makes a member corrupt himself.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's read James.
雅各书第一章十三节。
James chapter 1 verse 13.
一章十三节
James chapter 1 verse 13
人被试探不可说我是被神试探因为神不能被恶试探他也不试探人十四节
14
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的十五节
15
私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来罪既长成就生出死来这里雅各啊告诉我们
James tells us here
说我们个人啊被自己的私欲引诱
We're tempted by our own evil desires
就生出罪生出死
And conceives and gives birth to sin and death
保罗更明白地告诉我们
Paul also tells us
体贴肉体的就是死
If we follow our fleshly desires it leads to death
我们真信徒应该要靠着圣灵来克制情欲
So as believers, we must control our fleshly desires by the Holy Spirit.
才不至于堕落啊，犯罪而被神来厌弃。
So that we not fall into sin and are forsaken by God.
在教会里头有一些青年不愿意来教会啊。
There many youth who refuse to come to church.
啊，也许有些是因为他们的感情受到挫折。
And perhaps due to problems in their relationships.
他们所喜欢的对象。改嫁别人或者是娶了别人
Perhaps they like someone but that person marry someone else
成了他们不来教会的一个原因
That could be a reason why they don't come to church anymore
这个就是因着情欲的引诱离开神
And that's an example of departing from God for our own desires
那另外魔鬼也借由贪爱世界让人不能够亲近主
The devil also tempts us away from God with the love of the world
有些信徒小心克制情欲不行恶但却也经不起外面花花世界的引诱
There are members who controls their own fleshly desires but they're still tempted by the world outside
为了物质的享受他们专心赚钱忽略了敬拜神的本分
They spend all their time making money andStop worshiping God.
但却还心里自我安慰啊！我虽爱世界啊，我也爱主啊，所以我还在奉，我还有奉献呢。
At the same time, they might make themselves feel better, saying, "I'm still in the church. I still offer to God. I love the world and I love God."
我们来看约翰一书第二章十五节。
Let's read First John chapter 1 verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节
First John chapter 2 verse 15
十五节不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了这里说如果贪爱世界爱神的心就不在我们里面
If anyone loves the world the love of the Father is not in him
那就会离开神
And will end up away from God.
背弃神了
and rebelling against him.
有人虽然不贪爱物质的享受，却贪爱另外一种这种精神上的一个头衔。
then suppose someone does not take pleasure in the things of the world, but he might take pleasure in the fame in the world.
比如有人贪爱学位、贪爱地位、贪爱名誉， 而不能亲近神。
And people might spend time in their own education and other fame, other source of fame, and spend time away from God.
有些人不注重钱财， 但是他注重的却是其他的。 比如说学位、地位、名誉啊， 这些。
A person might not love money, but he might love respect and fame.
其实这些都是有相互关系的。
All of these are related.
本来求学找到适当的职业， 保持好的名声， 都是很好， 都是正常的。
It is a good thing to be educated, to find a decent job, and to have a good reputation.
但是若为了过度的虚荣心， 过分的重视这个学位、地位、名声， 而忽略了聚会敬拜神。
But if we spend too much time pursuing these things for our own vanities and less time worshiping God,
我们的信心容易退步而远离神。
Then we will lose our faith and fall away.
我们要知道学位、地位、名声都不是人生的一个目标。
Our fame, our education, our status is not the goal in our life.
我们要清楚我们的目标，才不容易迷失。
We need to recognize our goal and not be lost.
那另外有些人呢，是受魔鬼以世上的小学引诱而离开神的。
The devil tempts us with the knowledge of the world.
保罗曾经也警告我们。
Paul warned us.
要谨慎，恐怕有人借着诱惑人的哲学或根据世上的小学。 而不根据基督啊，把你们掳去的做奴仆。
He warns us against the teachings of the world and to that leads us away from the teachings of Christ.
我们刚刚讲过说魔鬼啊，会借由错误的学说和思想来引诱人否定神。
I said already that the devil uses philosophies and teachings to lead us to deny Christ.
魔鬼也常利用这一些来引诱真信徒。
And he also uses this to tempt a believer.
使我们对于真神的真道也失去了信心而放弃信仰。
He makes us lose faith in God and the truth.
回过头来来追求那些我们神要我们防备的错误的哲学、思想跟科学思想。
And he turns us instead to the things we learned before, the wrong teachings.
以至于被世上的 学问所掳去,
and we are enslaved by the teachings of the earth.
再来，魔鬼也会借着似是而非的道理来混乱真道。
The devil will also tempt us with half-truth.
来引诱信徒离开纯正的道理。
To lead us away from the pure and one truth.
比如说有些追求的弟兄姐妹稍微有了一点信仰根基。 还不至于受到圣经以外的错误思想的引诱。
When a member becomes mature enough in faith and knows enough of the Bible, they may not be completely tempted away from the biblical teachings.
但是信仰的根基还不是很稳固。
But the faith foundation is not yet secure.
魔鬼就会经常借着似是而非的道理来引诱信徒。
So the devil tempts them with half-truths.
这也是为什么使徒时代的教会啊， 那么快就被俗化掉。
That's why the apostolic church quickly deteriorated.
堕落了而丧失了真理。
And lost the truth very quickly.
因为魔鬼很会用似是而非的道理来破坏我们基本的信仰。
Because the devil teaches them many things to make them lose the original faith.
他用哪几种方法呢？
What sorts of truth, half truth?
利用 领导者。 这个传异端来害人。
He uses church leaders to preach false teachings.
比如说使徒时代的这些世智的人啊，这些假师傅啊，就是魔鬼所利用的。
And he uses the false teachers who taught heresy.
来传异端来引诱人啊。
And the apostolic church led people astray.
来离弃真道。
And they left the truth.
所以我们也要慎思明辨。
So we also need to recognize these.
好，我们听道理呀，要对照圣经。
When we listen to any sermon, we need to compare it to the Bible.
尤其我们如果接触到其他教派的信徒在辩道的时候,
especially when you're discussing the Bible with a member of another church.
我们更应当多多请教教会里面资深的长职,
we must ask the workers who are more experienced.
这样才不容易被迷惑,
so that we would not be confused and deceived.
再来还要防备异端的笑,
we also need to guard ourselves against the east of the false teachings.
如果, 这个使徒时代的教会到现在, 如果没有变质的话,
suppose the apostolic church had never changed in its character.
为什么神还需要在末世设立真教会?
Then why would God need to set up another true church in the last day?
原因就是因为走偏了,
but the apostolic church had gone astray.
我们早期的教会不勉励甚至禁止我们的信徒去看一些其他教派解经释义的书籍。
And early on in true Jesus Church history, the members were discouraged from reading commentaries from other denominations.
那最近没有那么强调。
Recently, we're not as strongly against it.
确实有一些信仰根基比较不稳固的信徒受到其他教会这些书籍的影响。
But it's easy to be confused by teachings of other denominations if your faith is not mature.
甚至离开了教会。
And some have been led away.
所以我们应该在参考这个其他的书籍的时候，应该也要多多请教教会资深的长职传道人。
So while it may be okay to study books from other churches, we also need to take our questions to our church ministers and elders.
其实很多东西是以前的比较好了，比较纯正。
Sometimes the old teachings might be better.
在耶利米书的6章16节，神也要当时的这些百姓多多访问古道。
In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, God commands the people to visit the ancient ways.
去看看那些以前的这个早期的信徒，他们的信心，他们的信仰。
To study the faith of the ancient saints.
多读一些早期信徒的，早期这些长辈的著作。
And read the works of these elder believers.
才不会被似是而非的这种道理啊。 来迷惑,
so we not be confused by all the different teachings today.
最后魔鬼也会借由信徒起骄傲来让信徒离开神。The
devil also tempts us through our pride and our arrogance.
箴言18章12节说 败坏之先人心骄傲。
Proverbs 18 tells us pride comes before corruption.
为什么我们看到一些热心的这些弟兄姐妹为什么也有跌倒失败的?
And why is it that a zealous worker falls?
因为若没有谨慎起了骄傲的心给魔鬼留的地步，就会跌倒。
Because if we become arrogant and leave room for the devil, we will fall.
魔鬼怎么让人家骄傲呢?
How does the devil make us proud?
怎么让人家失败?
How does he make us fail?
他让人 因骄傲不听劝导。
When he makes us proud so that we do not listen to counsel.
我们不是一次得救就永远得救, 我们还需要在道理上来持守行道。
We're not saved once and for all, but we need to keep God's word for the rest of our lives.
所以在奔跑天国路的路程上, 我们难免还会有小错小过。
So on our way to heaven, we will make little mistakes.
如果有人用爱心来劝勉,
if someone counsels us out of love,
我们可以得到这个修正。
Then we can correct ourselves.
但是有些信徒却不能够虚心的接受。
But some members are not humble and will not accept any counsel.
结果因着给魔鬼留的地步而骄傲。
And so the devil makes him proud.
到最后越错越离谱。
And their mistakes becomes greater and greater.
以至于失败跌倒。
Until they completely fail and fall.
还有就是魔鬼容易让人犯这个自义的毛病。
The devil will make us self-righteous.
有些我们信徒是 谨慎言行不犯罪。
There are members who watch what they say and what they do.
但容易起自义的心态。
But they become self-righteous.
自义啊，是一种变相的骄傲。
That's a form of pride.
这也容易让人跌倒。
And that makes us fall.
那魔鬼也容易让人归荣耀给自己，而不归给神。
The devil makes us glorify ourselves and not God.
因这样而失败。
And he makes us fail.
越有能力或越有恩赐的工人呢，圣工越顺利。若不谨慎自己，保持谦虚的心呢，不能够将荣耀归给神而归给自己。那这样的人呢，很容易失败。
And the more talented the worker is, and the more successful the work is, if we do not guard ourselves, it is easy to become self-righteous and proud.
有些成功的在圣工上得到成功的这些工人呢，渐渐成为信徒心目中的一个偶像。
There are many good workers of God who became idols or heroes in the eyes of believers.
结果啊，不但不懂得警醒，反而沾沾自喜。
Not only did not be, they did not watch for be guard them guard their hearts, they became proud of it.
后来自己败坏跌倒，还影响了别人跟着跌倒。
And later they would fall and causing others to fall with them.
这是魔鬼最厉害的招数。
This is one of the best tactics of the devil.
击打牧人，羊群就分散。
If you strike the shepherd, the flock will scatter.
所以我们要多为教会的领导者来祷告。
We must remember to pray for church workers.
求神保守他们。
May God guard them.
再来，我们要怎么样能防备魔鬼的工作
？How shall we guard against the devil's work?
首先的就是不要给他留地步。
First is not to leave any room for him to work.
主耶稣救我们脱离了魔鬼的辖制。
The Lord Jesus Christ saved us and freed us from the devil.
没有人能够从神的手中把我们抢过去。
And no one can take us back from God.
所以属神的信徒，魔鬼是没有办法伤害的。
So when we are the children of God, the devil cannot harm us.
那为什么有人会软弱跌倒
？So why do some still become weak and fall?
因为给魔鬼留了地步。
Because they left.
魔鬼才有机会试探引诱。
They gave a chance for the devil to tempt them.
所以我们只要听从主的话。
As long as we submit to God.
我们不放纵情欲。
And to guard our desires.
我们不犯罪啊，给魔鬼留地步啊。
And not sin and let the devil continue.
就不用担心魔鬼来伤害我们。
And we will not need to worry about the devil.
不给魔鬼留地步的积极做法，就是要守道，追求圣洁。
And the way to guard ourselves against him is to keep God's word and to pursue holiness.
魔鬼，我们说过他是污秽的灵，他喜欢污秽的事。
The devil is an unclean spirit and he likes unclean things.
神是圣洁的神啊。
But God is pure.
我们若能够顺从神，遵守道理，追求圣洁。
If we submit to him and obey his words.
便能够抵挡魔鬼。
And we can oppose the devil.
魔鬼就会离开我们逃跑。
And he will flee from us.
所以我们应该遵照圣经的教训，追求圣洁。
So we must learn from the Bible and to be holy.
希伯来书十二章十四节说啊，人非圣洁，没有人能够见神的面。
Hebrews chapter 12 says, unless one is holy, he cannot see the face of God.
唯有圣洁，才不会沦落成为魔鬼可吞噬的对象。
And if when we remain holy, we are not the devil's target.
再来。我们要谦卑啊！
We also need to humble ourselves.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God opposes the proud, but shows mercy to the humble.
魔鬼最喜欢的就是骄傲的人。
The devil likes those who are proud.
有个故事说啊，有一次魔鬼他们在开会。
A story goes like this: a bunch of devils had a meeting.
因为他们发现说最近这些基督徒都很坚强。都没有办法被迷惑。
They've discovered that the Christians have become strong and it's hard to deceive them.
吓也吓不倒他们。
And they cannot be frightened.
如果苦待他们的话，攻击他们，他们更坚强，更依靠神。
And if they attack them physically, the Christians' faith in God became stronger.
那怎么办呢？
So they discussed what shall they do.
说这些大鬼都没有办法，有一个小鬼讲话。
So the senior devils could not figure anything out, but a junior one spoke.
那为什么我们不称赞他们呢
？Why don't we praise them？
就大家都鼓掌通过。
So they voted and passed the resolution.
很多人啊是经不起称赞的。
No, many people cannot withstand praises.
因为啊，骄傲带来的是嫉妒啊。
Because with praises, there comes jealousy.
啊，有时候听到别人在称赞别人的时候
，If another person is praised afterwards,
人就会起骄傲，他独行，我才不相信。
We might be proud and think, is that person any better?
我会输给他吗
？Am I any worse than him?
他以前啊是怎么样怎么样，你们知道吗
？I know how he used to be.
所以彼此嫉妒啊，啊，贪图虚名。
And there is jealousy because of our fame.
这就是中了魔鬼的诡计。
And we are tricked by the devil.
那自己被称赞的时候，那更加要小心。
So whenever we are praised, you need to watch out.
更容易得意忘形。
It's easy to lose your head.
你看那个美男子亚沙龙。
Absalom was a handsome man.
他在战场上怎么能够让他一头的头发随风飘逸啊
？But he let his beautiful hair flow in the wind in the battlefield.
那个战士在战场上不是全副武装的
？You expect a warrior to put on a full armor in battle.
在这边看出他的骄傲
，and we can see his pride.
看出他的得意忘形
，and how he lost his head over his beauty.
结果头发被挂在树枝上面
and he ended up hanging himself by his hair.
丧失生命
he lost his life.
人在啊被称赞的时候很容易忘记自己
and we make the same mistake when we're praised.
很容易得意忘形而失败
we will become proud and fail.
再来我们啊还要亲近神
we need to draw near to God.
我们来看雅各书
please read James.
四章第七节
James chapter 4 verse 7
雅各书四章七节
James chapter 4 verse 7
故此你们要顺服神勿要抵挡魔鬼魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了八节
8
你们亲近神神就必亲近你们这里跟我们讲说要亲近神
come near to God
亲近神神就会亲近我们
he will come near to you
神亲近我们魔鬼怎么敢来呢
if God is near us how would the devil be dare to come to us
那什么是亲近神
What does it mean to be near God?
具体来说就是多多聚会多多听道
In one sense, it is to come to attend services often and to listen to his words.
多多敬拜多多祷告
To worship him often, to pray often.
用心来学道用心来查经
And to learn from his words and the Bible.
让我们进一步对认识真神有更进一步的这个进步
To learn more and more about God.
这也是我们有效亲近神的方式。
That's a way to come near to God.
好，借着多聚会多听道。
From attending services.
这是我们敬拜神的本分。
And that is our duty.
也可以借着我们所听的道理来配合行道。
And after we listen to the words, we need to live them in our lives.
让我们的言行不至于偏差。
So that our words and our actions will not be go astray.
虽然有人说那些经常聚会的信徒不一定都是很好的哈。
It may not be true, necessarily true, that just because you attend services, you become a good believer.
也不一定完全呢。
And you might not be perfect just because you attend services.
但是总比很少聚会，甚至没有聚会、停止聚会的信徒来的得神这个喜悦
But at least we know for sure you're better off than the people who do not come to services
普遍来讲的话停止聚会很少聚会的信徒都是软弱的居多
And usually the members who don't come to services are weak in faith
这是不能否定的事实
That's a fact
最后我们也要小心不要追求那种超自然这个就是专门在追求那种超自然的这种体验
and finally we also need to guard ourselves from putting too much focus on the supernatural
神给我们的真理含着人的理性还有人的信心在里头
God gave us his truth and he appeals to us from our with logic and also our experience.
我们可以借由圣经的学习，借由神学的教导，来明白神 的道理跟神的旨意。
We can understand the truth and the will of God through the Bible and His words.
啊，但是如果说过度只是强调啊，通通要照这种啊这个非理性的超自然方式来体验神的话，啊，有时候反而会中了魔鬼的这个诡计。
And if we insist on always experiencing something supernatural, then the devil can use that to trick us.
被魔鬼愚弄。
He will lie to us.
小弟听过一个见证。
There's a testimony.
有一个青年啊，很少来教会。
There's a young member who had not been coming to church.
突然之间发热心了。
Then suddenly he became seemed to be a very fervent believer.
原来呀、啊，啊，他说他在祷告的时候啊，啊，神给他方这个方言呢、啊。
He said that God gave him 方言。
灵言哈、
哦。God gave him a tongue during prayer、啊。
他说祷告的时候一直说妓女妓女妓女。
妓女
，cold girl。
And he said in prayer God gave him the word cold girl。
所以他就认为神要他向这些妓女来传福音。
So he thought it was God's way of telling him that he needs to preach to the call girls and the prostitutes.
他自己就去写传单、画传单、印传单。
So he made up his own flyers.
然后骑上脚踏车。
And he rode his and got on his bike.
这个弟兄虽然啊、很少聚会，哦，但是他也是从小信主的了。
And he had been baptized as a child, even though he had not been coming to church.
所以那种风化场所在哪里他不晓得。
So he actually didn't quite know where the prostitutes were.
他自己见证说啊，很奇妙的，脚踏车好像自己会走，该转弯就转弯，诶，就到了那个地方去。
And he said to himself, it seemed like there was a power and a miracle that guided his bike to where the prostitute worked.
诶，他说感谢神，哇，真的是圣灵带领。
And I said, thank God, the Holy Spirit guided me.
那当然了，啊，那些妓女就拉着他啊进到屋子里面。
So the prostitute took hold of him into a house.
哦，啊，以为是要来光顾的客人。
They thought he was a customer.
啊，结果他拿那个见证单啊，要他们来悔改信耶稣啊。
So he took out his flyers, gave it to them, and asked them to believe in Jesus.
好，啊，妓女当然也不理他这个啊，啊，就要脱衣服，要跟他来做坏事。
But the prostitute ignored him, and she began to take off her clothes.
这个弟兄这个时候才发觉不对啊。
So this brother realized something was wrong.
但是也没办法脱身啊。
He could not escape.
赶快跪下来，大声用灵言祷告。
So he knelt down and prayed in spiritual tongues.
结果啊，这个所有的人呢、啊、都跑过来看。
So he got the attention of people around him.
啊，那些不信耶稣的人认为说，啊，他着魔了哈。
And the unbeliever thought he was possessed.
好像鸡同一样，这个起鸡了。
Because he was moving in prayer.
好，所以他们也去找了一个鸡同来呀。
So they found a sorcerer.
好，要来拼一拼啊。
To fight against his so-called demon.
那个行邪术的鸡同啊，这邪灵上升啊，哦，就用符水啊，都喷到这个弟兄身上。
So the sorcerer called the spirit onto him, and he sprayed water onto our brother.
这个弟兄就觉得一股这个啊压力哈，一股很不舒服的感觉啊笼到他的身上。
And this brother said he felt a force against him.
哦，他就啊大声说：“奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
”And he said loudly, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the demon out."
这个一赶啊，他那个鸡童啊就飞了出去哈，啊，整个好像被丢出去一样。
And once he said that, the sorcerer was thrown away.
摔到那个墙上啊，然后这个邪灵就跑掉了。
And the sorcerer's body hit against the wall, and the evil spirit departed him.
啊，在那边不省人事，发抖啊，吐白沫。
And he fell unconscious.
这个时候，所有的人都吓一跳。
So everyone were afraid.
哇，这个人怎么这么厉害？
He said, "This person is powerful."
他的法力只要一句话，你看我们那个鸡童子被丢出来的。
He's even more powerful than the professional sorcerer.
那这个弟兄赶快趁着这个时候就跑出来了。
So this brother took the chance and ran out of the room.
我们知道啊，这种妓院里面有养了很多打手。
Because they are bouncers in these brothels.
这些打手在旁边呢，只喊说打他打他打他。
So these bouncers came after him.
没有人敢上啊。
But no one dared to come near him.
他一句话这样一讲，那个鸡童都被丢出来了。
They had witnessed how he defeated the sorcerer with one sentence.
所以没有人敢对他怎么样。
So none of these men dared to hit him.
也是神的保守，让他能够平安全身而退。
So I believe it is God's protection that he escaped unharmed.
后来当他跟传道讲这件事情，传道才告诉他说：“你被骗。”
So when he shared that experience with the pastor told him, "You've been deceived."
有时候魔鬼啊，啊，就是会借由这种超自然的啊，这种感受体验呢，啊，来迷惑人。
The devil will use sort of these supernatural experiences to deceive you.
所以，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们啊，除了在祷告当中，我们要有体验，我们更需要在圣经的真理上要下功夫啊。
So while it is good to ask God for an experience during prayer, but it's also important to learn, study His truth in the Bible.
这样才不会啊，被鬼给骗了。
Otherwise, the devil can lie to us through that.
为鬼大发热心还不知道。
We might become fervent for the devil without knowing.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
那我们对于啊所学习的啊这个从圣经来认识。我们的对敌啊，这个众善的仇敌魔鬼，他的一些诡计，他的作为。
So we have to spend some time to learn about who our enemy is and the tricks he uses.
作为我们啊，防备他啊，谨慎自己啊的这个必胜的这个必胜之道。
And I hope that the lessons we can use this lessons to guard ourselves and to fight against him.
啊，在这里最后小弟做一个见证。
And I'd like to share with you another testimony.
这个蒙恩的人叫做陈阿珠姐妹。
There's a sister Chen.
在啊，1981年的时候，当年她31岁。
In 1981, she was 31 years old.
当时她没有信耶稣。
She had not was not a believer at that time.
她因着脚有病啊，所以从小她就四处找医生敷药。
And she had a foot problems, and she had been visiting many doctors.
31岁。的年纪啊，却看起来好像60-70岁的老太婆。
And while she was 31, she seemed like 60 or 70 years old.
啊，当时啊，啊，她这个脚的病又发作了。
And so she suffered, in her legs and feet.
看医生没有效，他们就转向这个啊，这个鸡童来求助。
And because the doctors could not heal her, she asked for help from the idols and the sorcerers.
那鸡童说啊，他被选为女鸡童啊。
选为女
鸡童。嘿，被选。
And the doctor and the sorcerer claimed that she had been chosen to be a sorcerer herself.
哦，必须要服侍神明啊。
She must serve these gods.
母亲呢，一心只是为了他的病好，所以也答应他去当女鸡童。
So she agreed to become a sorcerer.
哦，所以他们当天就去买了很多的啊，这个香烛啦，好。做了这个祭坛呢、啊。
And that day they spent money to buy candles and altars.
好，那这个陈阿珠啊，这个他本身也素来就是很这个很敬虔拜神的。
And Sister Chen had always been a devout Buddhist.
所以他一心也想让他的脚赶快好起来，他也不反对当女祭童。
And she wanted to be healed.
那天晚上，他勉强下楼啊，要上香服侍神明。
And so that evening, she struggled downstairs to offer incense to the idol.
他心里想说，明天呢，我开始服侍神明，应该脚就会好。
And she believed that when she starts her life as a sorcerer, that God would heal her.
没想到啊，这个脚啊，反而是更加。病情严重，
but the symptoms became more severe.
全身无力啊，这个、头昏脑胀。
And she became dizzy and lost strength.
觉得自己好像快死了。
She felt as if she was about to die.
两只脚都不听话。
And she could not have, she did not have strength in her legs.
从那个时候开始，两年内，她过着凄惨的岁月。
And she suffered for the next 2 years.
病得很重。啊，只能躺在床上。
She was so sick that she could only lie on the bed.
好，脚一直肿胀。
Her legs swelled up.
右脚啊，比左脚粗了一倍。
And her right leg was twice the size of her left leg.
脚胀到连皮都破了。
And her leg swelled up so much that there were lesions in her skin.
不仅她痛苦，家里照顾她的人也痛苦。
She suffered, and her family suffered with her.
啊，家里的人为她跑遍了全省的庙宇。
And so her family visited all sorts of temples and gods.
啊，花尽了家里的积蓄。
And they spent all their savings.
好，那后来。啊，求神问卜之后也没有得到这个解决。
But she continued to be sick.
心灵上更饱受惊吓。
And she was tormented mentally.
而且他这个祭童啊，啊，有时候甚至说他是因为生前呐、啊，啊，这个抛弃了一个男人呐、啊。害那个男人为他自杀，所以那个男人现在还要来啊带他走啊。
The sorceress claimed that in her past life she made someone commit suicide, so this person is now taking his revenge.
啊，全家陷入这种鬼影幢幢的这种惊吓当中。
So they were constantly afraid of ghosts and evil spirits.
啊，这些啊对他奔走啊忙碌的亲人呢、啊，不但没有使这个陈阿珠的病好，反而引来魔鬼的骚扰。
So the more help they sought from these gods, the worse she got.
让她丧失心智，经常神志不清。
And she lost her consciousness.
她脾气变得非常的恶劣。
She had very bad tempers.
每天就用最难听的脏话来辱骂照顾她的父母亲。
And she would swear up and down at her parents who took care of her.
凡手能拿到东西都拿摔。
And she would throw and break anything she could get her hands on.
常常好几天不吃不喝。
And she could not eat for days.
当时他的心已经完全失去控制。
And she had lost control of herself.
被愤恨啊，这个填满了。
And she only hated.
更可怕的是，他好几次叫他那个五岁的小孩到他的床边，然后去掐他的脖子。
She had tried to strangle her five-year-old child.
好几次都是家人发现，紧急把他们拉开。
And her family had saved her son before she killed him.
而且都很。亚裔说一个病得快要死掉的人竟然有那么大的力气要好几个大人才能够把他的手拉开。
And they didn't know where she gathered the strength to strangle her son that it took many people to get her hands off him.
其实他也不知道他为什么要掐死他的儿子。
And she did not know why she did it either.
现在啊信主之后才知道是魔鬼啊。
After she realized that had been the work of the devil after she believed in Christ.
由于他恶劣的态度还有凶暴的脾气啊，是照顾他的亲人后来啊也失去耐心了。
And so because she always had bad temper and was violent, even her family lost their patience.
啊，好几次想说不照顾他、啊、让他自生自灭。
Many times they decided to leave her, let her be.
所以每当这个陈阿珠他的心智神智稍微清醒一点 啊想到自己悲惨的情况。而家人也都不爱他了，都希望他早点死掉，所以他也很难过。
And she knew that she was a problem for her family, and they don't love her anymore.
有一天晚上七点多，他趁着父亲啊在楼上的时候，他偷偷滑下床来。
And one evening she snuck out of her bed.
他忍受着双手在地上这个支撑的这个痛啊。慢慢地滑出后门。
And she dragged herself by her arms out to the back door.
啊，她到她附近的大马路。
And she went to a nearby street.
她打算在马路中央让车子来压死。
And she had planned to go to the middle of the street so she would be hit by a car.
当时她心里想说，今天晚上绝对要让车子压死。
And she was determined to kill herself.
以后就不会再有痛苦了。
She thought when she died there would be no more pain.
费尽千辛万苦啊，躲过家里的寻找啊，她滑到马路中央去。
And so she managed to drag herself to the middle of the street.
她就躺在路的中央。
And she lied down.
心中竟然有无比的平静。
She said she felt a great peace.
啊，有着这快要达到目的的这个畅快。
And she was happy that she was about to die.
闭上眼睛，静静的等待。
So she closed her eyes and waited.
耳中杂乱的响起此起彼落的车子的声音。
And she heard noises, sounds of cars coming.
不久，听到一辆大卡车 紧急刹车的声音。
And she heard a truck coming, and it braked hard.
然后这个车子冲向路边去。
And the car, the truck slid across the street.
卡车上跳下了两个年轻人呢、啊，一边走一边骂。
And two young men got off the truck and swearing.
以为是有喝醉酒的人躺在马路中间。
They thought someone got drunk.
哈、啊，等他们走近看见，原来是一个病得快死的人。
And they saw that she was someone sick about to die.
赶快通知警察来。
And they called the cops.
救护车也来了。
And an ambulance.
啊，陈阿珠因为自己自杀不成啊。啊，所以啊，很不甘心呐、啊。警察问他什么都不回答。
So she was very unhappy that she was still alive. So she refused to answer any questions.
折腾了很久才告诉说啊家里的住址。
Finally, she did tell them her address.
没有几天，报纸啊，这个他就上了这个报纸的这个新闻。
She was she became a news item.
这个时候，神的恩典就临到他。
And that was when God's mercy came to her.
自杀事件不久后啊，有一天啊，有一个教会哈、啊、的姐妹啊，也就是她妈妈啊，很久没有联络的一个好朋友，正好从她家的门前经过。
And after a few days, after her attempted suicide, a friend of her mom, who was a church member, passed by her home.
跟她妈妈聊起来了、啊，才知道说，原来前几天报上那个出名的。那个新闻人物啊，就是自己好友的女儿。
And she hadn't realized that what she read on the news was about was her friend's daughter.
所以啊，啊，更直接的告诉对方说要来信耶稣。
So this sister asked them to come to church to believe in Jesus.
既然是你的女儿，我要把神的福音介绍给你们。
Said, now that I know this is someone, this is your daughter, I must preach the gospel to you.
啊，她妈妈告诉她的好友说，但是她脾气很坏呢。
But her mom says she has bad temper.
不过你可以试试看。
But you can try.
啊，就这样，啊，这个教会的姐妹啊，先来看她，然后就带着传道长职负责人来探访他。
So the sister brought ministers to visit her.
讲福音啊，传讲福音给他听。
And they told her about the gospel.
在1983年九月，教会告诉他说十月份有灵恩布道会，希望他能够去教会。
And in 1983 in September, the church asked her to come to the evangelical service.
那陈阿珠说啊，我只能躺着。
She said, I can only lie down.
我也不能坐，我怎么样到教会去听道理？
How can I sit in the chapel?
教会长子很有信心地安慰他说，你现在赶快祷告，求主耶稣让你能够坐起来。
But the ministers asked her to pray to God to give her the strength to sit.
让去参加布道会。
So she could attend the evangelical service.
陈阿珠心里想说，怎么可能啊，我躺了两年多了，吃了多少药？
She thought it was impossible after being bedridden for 2 years.
我拜了多少神啊，都没有起色。
She had worshipped so many gods without
success. 哪有可能说一个月里头啊，我就能够坐起来？
Would it be possible she could sit and by just praying for a month?
虽然没有信心，但是神还是怜悯。
But God had mercy on her.
好，让陈阿珠能顺服大家的劝勉，专心祷告。
So that she prayed.
结果在布道会前的10天前呢、啊，很奇妙的事情发生，陈阿珠竟然能够用手撑着坐了起来。
And 10 days before the evangelical service, she could sit herself up and carry herself by her arms.
以前呢、啊，人家让她坐起来都会东倒西歪，现在不会了，坐得很稳。
And she could keep her balance when she sat.
她妈妈进门看到她坐起来也吓一跳、啊。
And her mother was surprised when she saw her.
以为是有人把她扶起来的。
They thought someone had helped her up.
就这样，她顺利到教会慕道。
So she came to church for the evangelical service.
我们刚刚讲说，神做工，魔鬼也不会放过。
But when God works, so does the devil.
哎，果然阻挡就来了。
So the devil worked against her.
有一群尼姑和尚啊，到她家里去啊，说要为她免费治病。
A group of monks and nuns and Buddhist nuns came to visit her to offer their services for free.
那陈阿珠告诉对方说，我已经要信耶稣了，
But she told them, I already believe in Jesus.
对方说，你这样叛教啊，祖先不会原谅你，你的病不会好的。
But they said, it is wrong to rebel against our gods of your ancestors.
你会很快就死掉的。
You will die soon if you do that.
而且很斩钉截铁说，如果你让我们来医你啊，两个月就好了。
And say, we guarantee you that if you let us help you, you will be healed in 2 months.
你去信耶稣啊，半年也不可能好。
If you believe in Jesus, you won't be healed.
陈阿珠看到对方讲的那么有自信了，又开始心动摇了。
Since they were so confident, her faith was shaken.
所以他要对方啊，在庙里面替他做一个纸偶做替身来做法医治。
So she agreed to let them make a paper, doll representing her and to pray for her to their gods.
对方给他一串这个念珠啊。这个也是陈阿珠还没有慕道之前经常做的事情。
And they gave her some beads to help her to pray and meditate.
那天下午，她照着对方给她的念珠啊，开始念那个偶像的名号。
So in afternoon, she called on the name of these gods and pray with the beads.
但是到了半夜啊，她心里烦乱呐，乱喊乱叫。以前那种凶恶的那个脾气啊，又要发作。
But in the evening, she screamed and could not sleep, and she felt the anger before coming back.
所以她赶快叫她妈妈来把念珠说拿去还给人家。
So she asked her mother to return the beads to the monks.
后来她继续到教会慕道，也不再吃药了。
And she continued to come to church, and she stopped taking her medication.
很奇妙的事情发生了。
And miraculously,
原本吃了很多药，敷了很多药的那个无法愈合的那个脚的伤啊，竟然慢慢的在愈合。
The lesions on her legs gradually heal themselves.
在这个时候，又有一个阻挡出来。
But then the devil continued to work against her.
有一个自称是国术馆的这个师傅啊，来到他家。
A martial artist came to visit her.
所以有一帖秘方要帮他医治他的脚。
He said.He has some secret medicine that could help her.
是免费的。
And he would give it to her for free.
陈阿珠说我已经到教会慕道后，这个已经脚的病大有起色了。
She said, after I've been coming to church, my legs are better.
不但消肿，而且伤口也愈合了。
It's not as swelled up, and there's no more lesions and bruises.
但是对方却说，你这个病是属于这个魔鬼的病。
And the man said that you're.Illness comes from the demons.
暂时好而已啦。
You might be okay for a while.
我这个药膏是永远根治的。
But my medicine will cure you for good.
他一听觉得说反正是免费的嘛。
Since it was free,
又能根治。
And if he claimed to be able to cure her,
为何不试试看呢？
So she thought it won't hurt to try.
所以就答应接受他的治疗。
So she agreed.
结果药膏一贴疼痛难耐。
Once the medicine was applied to her leg, she was in pain.
后来才知道那个秘方是什么。
And she found out what the medicine was made of.
是死人的骨灰、棺材板的屑、死猫的这个什么头发，还有这个符咒。
It was made of ashes of the dead and from coffins and other unclean things.
所以从此之后，陈阿珠她决心要靠神的了。
And so from then on, she decided to completely rely on God.
很快的，她的病情好转，精神体力也都恢复。
And she got better both physically and mentally.
在1984年四月春季灵恩布道会，她报名受洗。
And the next year, she applied to be baptized.
洗礼前几天，阻挡又来了。
And the devil worked against her a few days before baptism.
她的左腹的下部有一个硬块。
It was a lump on the left part of her belly.
以前没事，但是现在就开始剧烈疼痛。
And she was in great pain.
而且痛得没办法起床。
She cannot even get up out of bed.
他就告诉要来接他去聚会的姐妹说，我不能够去参加布道会了，我也没办法洗礼了。
And when a sister came to pick her up to go to church, she said, I cannot go to church and I can't be baptized.
那个姐妹安慰她，勉励她，扶她到教会聚会。
But the sister encouraged her and helped her to church.
当教会的弟兄姐妹们为她代祷的时候，哎，疼痛就减轻了。
And when the members pray for her, the pain decreased.
那几天呢、啊，啊，都由教会的女执事陪她住在教会里头。
And a deaconess of the church stayed with her, overnight in church.
最后，啊，直到最后一天洗礼啊，啊，她这个肚子那种疼痛，那个硬块持续到洗礼那一天。
And her pain continued until the day of baptism.
疼痛没办法阻止她洗礼的决心。
But she was determined to be baptized in spite of the pain.
到了洗礼场哈、哦，这个弟兄姐妹请传道说啊，先为她为这个陈阿珠洗礼。
So the brothers and sisters asked the pastor to baptize her first.
因为她是病人呐、啊，让她能够早点回去休息。
So because she was ill, I thought at least if she's baptized first, she could go back to church and rest first.
奇妙的事情又发生了。
And a miracle happened.
当她从水里上来的时候、啊、
When she got out of the water,
所有的疼痛都没有了。
Her pain was gone.
她一摸她的她这个左边的这个肚子、啊，那个硬块也不见了。
And she felt that her belly, that lump was gone.
哦，所以她告诉教会的弟兄姐妹说：“我现在很舒服，我不需要。”赶快回去休息。
She told the members that she doesn't need to hurry back to rest.
受洗之后，神赐给她丰富的恩典。
And God blessed her abundantly.
哈、啊，让她有足够的体力啊。
And she regained her strength.
能够啊坐在轮椅上。
And so that she could sit on wheelchairs.
所以她就让她的小儿子、啊、推她出去啊，卖口香糖。
And so her son would push her around in wheelchairs to sell bubble gums.
1985年有一天呢、啊。神借着他读小学的啊这个儿子、啊、勉励他说、啊、妈妈你奉主耶稣的圣名起来走路。
And so in 85 her son one day said to her you can try to get up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ.
我帮你祷告。
I will pray for you.
我扶着你。
And I will carry you.
刚开始他很犹豫，这么多年来根本没有走过路。
She hesitated at first because she had not been walking for so many years.
她实在没有信心。
She did not have enough faith.
她那儿子一直催促她，鼓励她。
Her son encouraged her.
她便鼓起勇气，心中默祷。
So she prayed in her heart.
果然站了起来了。
And she stood up.
儿子马上就喊着说，妈妈你走，你走，把脚踏出去。
And the son asked her to take a step.
她的儿子扶着她，口里不住地喊着，主耶稣让我妈妈走，主耶稣让我妈妈走。
And so her son helped her along saying, Lord Jesus, help my mother walk.
靠着神的慈悲怜悯还有神的大能，她踏出了四年来的第一步。
And by God's mercy, she took a first step in 4 years.
她可以撑着拐杖走路了。
And then she could walk with the help of a cane.
结果隔天警察局送来一个新的轮椅。
And the next day, the police station actually gave her a new wheelchair for free.
她跟对方说不用了，我现在能走路了。
She told them it is not necessary anymore.
主的恩典不只是这样。
God has more mercy on her.
过去她的这些朋友们知道说她恢复健康能走路啊，送她一部这个长杖用的摩托车。
And her friends found out that she was healed, and so they together they bought her a motorcycle for the handicapped.
她不但不需要她儿子推她去教会聚会，反而能够用摩托车载她的儿子到教会去聚会。
So she no longer needed to be pushed around in wheelchair. She could take her son even to church.
有了机车，她自力更生了。
And so she could make a living for herself.
她不再卖口香糖，那改卖那些小首饰。
And so she sold little trinkets and jewelries.
啊，在菜市场来卖那个小首饰。
In the marketplace.
所以他除了啊他的右脚有点弯曲之外，他其他的跟一般人一样。
So today her legs, her right leg is slightly bent, but otherwise she is completely normal.
主耶稣医治他的病，也赏赐他健康跟体力。
The Lord had healed her and gave her health.
好、哦，他回想起、啊、当他躺在马路上等死的时候啊。
So when she think about the time when she lied on the middle of the street.To die.
那两位卡车，那个卡车司机跟他们助手啊，讲的话，要是我当时啊，吐一口槟榔汁或者是弹个烟灰啊，就碾过去了啦。
And she thought about how the truck drivers were angry, and she said, if I had cursed them, perhaps they would have run me over regardless.
主耶稣爱这个城阿珠。
But the Lord loved her.
救她脱离死荫的幽谷。
And saved her from the valley of the shadow of death.
脱离魔鬼的戏弄。
And freed her from the devil.
又赏赐她更新的生命。
And gave her a new life.
成为她的儿女啊。
So she became his child.
这样的见证在我们教会里都太多了。
There are many other similar testimonies in our church.
啊，所以我们得知魔鬼的诡计跟陷害之后，
So when we can see through the devil's tricks,
我们更从见证当中得知神的能力跟保守。
And from the testimony, we can see how God can protect us.
加添我们的信心。
May our faith be strengthened.
啊，希望借着这些，这个认识还有见证啊，能够对我们的信仰能够有大大有帮助。
May these be of benefit to our faith in God.